I was on the station when that car went through the gates.
Right.
I was on duty on my own that morning.
Yeah.
Didn't half shake me up. What I, and Bert was in the signal box. And what he did, he pulled off for a train and put all signals right away. And then when ambulance come blowing at the crossing, he put the signals back, but the train had already passed the distance signals. And when the ohm signal is the one nearest, well, you probably know all that. Yeah. He couldn't stop then, and the ambulance got through. A woman thinking it was all right followed him, and he train hit the car, and as it happened, it didn't get lodged on the platform or anything. It slid along the line. It had just gone far enough,
right.
And it took him to River Douglas Bridge down the line before he could stop.
Yeah,
and I always remember I went down with the ambulance box, and I thought, it's a waste of time me taking this after that train's hit them like that. But, you know, they were all right, all alive.
Yeah.
And fireman and driver had got the old woman out at car and put her up bank. A woman from Ferret Lane, Mrs. Teddy Stark's wife, Mrs. Stark, she took baby and took it at the house. And obviously I had to come back and phone bosses up with, and they all come down. But driver was nearly as bad as passengers at car. He just sat up bank there, a great big fella. I always remember you were about 6'5". And all he kept saying was, I couldn't stop, I couldn't stop. And it had affected him all that much, and they took him to hospital as well for it.
Shocking.